Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and today we're talking, 1 in 7 are currently going through a life crisis. More than a third of suffering under 30 of lack of job fulfillment, and half are going to fall victim to a life crisis. Well, first of all, to talk about this is the Team GB hockey player and Open University student, and that's Helen Richardson Walsh. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not bad at all. Have you had a life crisis?
I don't think I've had one yet.
Okay, that's good news. Keep it away, Helen. Keep it that way.
I'm putting everything in place, hopefully, so that I don't have one.
Is it so you did an Open University course? I don't know. I would imagine you're very busy. How have you got time to do this?
Yeah, so I'm still trying to do it at the moment. Hopefully, I'll finish next March.
Wow.
And get a degree, which will be fantastic, something that I kind of never thought I would have. So that's great. But yeah, it is challenging around training, particularly at the end of the day when you're pretty exhausted after all the hours you've put in. But that's the great thing about Open University degrees is that they are reasonably flexible in when you can start the modules and things like that. And I've also had quite a few extensions from the tutors, so they've been helpful along the way.
I'd imagine. The only thing that always worries me about Open University is I would be at home, I'll be trying to do some studying, and I'm like, should I just watch Star Wars? And I will probably watch Star Wars. You do need a little bit of get up and go and a bit of motivation, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. For me, it's when all the sports on TV at the weekend. That's the thing. But yeah, you do need a little bit of discipline. But you know, if you're studying something you really love doing, which is what I really am interested in psychology. That's kind of hopefully what my next passion will be after I finish playing hockey. And if you love doing that, and once I get into it, I really get interested in what I'm reading about, and kind of then I can be there for hours. But it's sometimes just getting started.
Let's talk some hockey now, because England hockey and Team GB hockey it's been pretty good health at the moment, isn't it, Helen?
It is, yeah. Obviously, 4 years ago we won the bronze medal in London, and since then we've been doing our best to try and better that this time in Rio. You know, we're training really hard. We've got a few matches coming up against Japan and India, and there'll be good moments for us to see where we're at. But yeah, as a sport, I think we're in a really good place. With the England team winning the Europeans as well last year, it was fantastic. I think it's getting a little bit more coverage as well, which helps. And hopefully we can do our best in Rio and get on top of that podium.
And competition for places is very, very tough indeed. In fact, I think it's this week that people found out. And we've got a local lady on the line now, which is Michelle Adam. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Darren.
Good. And you were, Michelle, you were vying to get into to Team GB this year. You've just missed out on the main squad, but you're in the development squad.
Team England, sorry.
Sorry, Team England. And you're going into the development squad, is that right?
So, yes, there is a development squad. Hopefully, with my foot in the door, I will hopefully be able to work my way into the team at some point.
Helen, so we thought we'd get Michelle on. So maybe we could give Michelle a few bits of advice about what she needs to do to step up from the development squad now into the main squad. What do you think, Helen?
I think obviously the key thing is just to work hard. I know that sounds really basic, but whenever you're training and stuff, work hard and just really listen to what the coaches want. And try and put that into practice. I think that's always a really key thing. Sometimes players can kind of just go out there and just play and not really think about what they're doing. So listening to the coaches and working hard. That's all people want to see, really.
Michelle, how strong is hockey at the moment at domestic level? Like, what's the competition like week to week for you?
Week to week, it's very good. I mean, I play for Wakefield Hockey Club, and they've got such a good network. They've got a whole range of teams, a whole range of ability can play. I play at a reasonable level. There are national league teams, so you can play whatever level you want to play at. There are loads of teams in Yorkshire, and it's a really, really strong league. I mean, people enjoy their hockey, and that's what it's all about. We love playing hockey. We turn up week in, week out, injuries at all points, and we just want to go for it, because you know, we live, breathe, eat hockey, so it's all good.
Helen, is the standard better than it was a number of years ago? And we've, you know, speaking to Michelle there, there's obviously a lot of women that are trying to get in the top level. Is the standard much better now?
I think certainly the fact that we're a centralised programme, that's definitely improved our standard, without doubt. You know, the difference that I saw, certainly when we went from, you know, being kind of like a camped-based training schedule where we'd just come in for a week and then we wouldn't see the squad for, you know, a good few weeks, then we'd come back and do the same again. Then it always felt like it was one step forward, two steps back. And whereas, you know, the difference that being centralised made and having the, you know, the UK lottery funding to be able to do that was paramount. And it was... Yeah, the standard has improved dramatically, and we saw that from the results that we started to get straight away, to be honest with you.
And Michelle, what's next for you? What's next with Team England and the development squad? Do you know when you're going to sort of be meeting up next?
Well, the rest of the girls will be preparing the development squad to basically a pool, and hopefully then we'll be working towards the Euros, and then eventually the World Cup in 2 years' time again. So we're working there. I'm headed up with the North Yorkshire, the north of England, to play Scotland tomorrow and Sunday. So hockey goes on, hockey continues.
Hockey does continue. And Helen, now, is it all about building up to Rio? That's the main focus, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the Champions Trophy, which is in London actually, in June. But for those in the squad, we're kind of vying for selection first, which is, you know, one of those horrible things that you have to go through.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, well, we'll all be doing our best to try and get selected. Unfortunately, half of those in the squad won't be going to Rio. But everyone's put in all the effort into try and put us in the best place that we can once we get there.
You're pretty much nailed on to go, though, aren't you, Helen?
I wish.
Are you still quite nervous? Because, like, I mean, if it was an Olympics anywhere, it's going to be great. But in Rio, it's going to be fantastic to be at, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be amazing. I don't think it will be better than London. You know, London will be the best Olympics forever, I reckon. but yeah, Rio is a spectacular place, I've heard. I've never been there. And it would be something to go to that one.
London was good. They haven't had an Olympics in Yorkshire yet. And until they do, you can't really say it's been the best.
Yeah, that's very true.
Can't be a hope. Listen, thanks so much for your time this morning, ladies. Michelle, good luck with the future with the development squad. We wish you all the best with that. And Helen Richardson Walsh, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, girl. Thanks.
Good morning, Yorkshire, with Darren Harper.